Moving deeper into the technology sector, we're seeing major infrastructure developments that could reshape how digital services operate. MasterCard just launched a payment system specifically designed for AI agents, allowing artificial intelligence systems and machines to authorize and settle transactions across cards, bank accounts, and stablecoins.
This is a fascinating evolution because it anticipates a world where AI agents operate with significant financial autonomy. Imagine an AI system that manages your home energy usage, automatically purchasing electricity during off-peak hours, or a logistics AI that directly pays for shipping and warehouse services. MasterCard is essentially building the financial plumbing for an economy where artificial intelligence entities transact independently.
The technical implementation is particularly interesting because it needs to handle micropayments efficiently. Traditional payment systems have fixed costs that make very small transactions uneconomical, but AI agents might need to make thousands of tiny payments for computing resources, data access, or processing power. MasterCard's framework apparently addresses this by integrating multiple payment methods, including stablecoins.
Meanwhile, Amazon opened a $1 billion data center in Mississippi, occupying a former auto parts plant that had been vacant for decades. This reflects the massive infrastructure build-out required to support AI and cloud computing, but it's generating controversy over electricity costs. Critics are questioning whether data centers are driving up utility bills for residential customers.
The Mississippi facility highlights a broader tension in economic development. These data centers create high-paying technical jobs and represent significant capital investment, but they also consume enormous amounts of electricity. Amazon's data center could use as much power as a small city, which puts strain on electrical grids and potentially raises costs for other users.
Google's YouTube division is taking an aggressive stance on AI training data, claiming their terms of service allow them to train AI models on uploaded music. This position puts them in potential conflict with record labels and artists who argue their content is being used without proper compensation or consent.
The YouTube situation represents a broader battle over intellectual property in the AI era. Music labels have invested billions in creating and promoting content, and they're understandably concerned about that investment being diluted if AI systems can generate similar content after training on their catalogs. Google's position is essentially that uploading to YouTube constitutes consent for AI training, which many content creators dispute.
We're also seeing concerning developments in cybersecurity. A new zero-day vulnerability hit Windows Defender just hours after Microsoft's record patch Tuesday release. This timing suggests either sophisticated attackers waiting for patch releases to identify new vulnerabilities, or the possibility that the patching process itself introduced new security holes.
The Windows Defender vulnerability is particularly problematic because it affects the security software that millions of users rely on for protection. When the primary defense mechanism itself becomes compromised, it creates a cascade of potential threats across the entire Windows ecosystem.
SpaceX is making headlines with their upcoming IPO being oversubscribed ahead of Friday's debut. The strong investor demand reflects both the company's technical achievements and the broader market appetite for space technology investments. SpaceX has fundamentally changed the economics of space access through reusable rockets, and investors are betting that competitive advantage translates into sustained profitability.
The SpaceX IPO also signals broader commercialization of space technology. What began as government-funded exploration is increasingly becoming a private sector industry with multiple revenue streams: satellite internet, cargo delivery, space manufacturing, and eventually space tourism. The public offering will establish market valuations for these diverse space economy segments.